Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
1 year ago, CKUT shut down our studios for the safety of each other. Gradually, we adapted and found ways to continue to produce programming that reflects our shared experience, physically distanced, but socially connected. Help us keep that connection by donating to CKUT. Call 514-448-4013. Pop a check in the mail, 3647 University Montreal, H3A2B3, or donate online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to The Takeover. This is DJ Buddha Blaze, host of hip hop radio show Off the Hook Radio, every Wednesday night, broadcasting in Montreal on 90.3 FM CKUT, midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard. For the next hour, I'll be bringing you music and interviews from two of the native community's artists. One, a brand new emerging DJ, another just falling into his own in the last couple years. I'm talking about Mohawk DJ Pop-Tart and Cree DJ producer and dancer Cree Asian. I'll be interviewing them both, and they'll both be dropping some great mixes in this next hour. Let's start off with a very talented woman that I had the opportunity to meet a few years ago when I saw she started getting into the DJ world, and I was very excited. She's a Gunawage resident like myself, and being one of the few DJs here in Gunawage, as far as someone who went towards more of an electronic, a more hip-hop side of things, really saw this person's talent and this person's drive. So I want to start off with an interview with Gunawage's own DJ Pop-Tart. It's the radio takeover. We have DJ Pop-Tart on the line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me.
For sure. Now, for the listeners, why don't you give us a little bit of a background about yourself, where you're from, what nation you represent, and just a little bit about how you got into DJing. And
sure. So I am from the Mohawk Nation of Gunawage, and I've kind of always been in love with electronic music. From a really young age, my dad would always play some pretty crazy, like, rave tracks. So from a young age, I kind of had this passion for electronic music. And then once I got older, I started going to different events, and I really just fell in love with the entire scene, you know, like, to be able to also put on events and have, like, an audio visual experience was something that just, like, stood out for me. And with my education, I kind of, like, incorporated the two. Like, I'm a graphic designer as well, and then I just wanted to pursue it myself. And then I kind of went into this journey of starting off as DJing, and it's been a really awesome time. I've been DJing for roughly, I would say it's going on 5 years now.
Now, talk a little bit about the audiovisual aspect of what you do, because I feel like that's just as important, you know, having a specific aesthetic that you bring to what you're doing, as well as, I'm guessing, how that overlapped with what you were already doing in graphic design.
Yeah, so I was really into kind of like an underground type of scene with street art. And yeah, in my school, a lot of people were making, you know, personal logos and different types of these like really awesome stickers. So I kind of jumped in with that, and I was putting stickers all over the city in Montreal, and I kind of developed this aesthetic of a pop tart because I thought it really would fit my personality well, like something that's kind of like pop art related, and you know, I'm a really big fan of pop tarts as well. So I just wanted to do something that was, you know, fun, bright, colorful. And yeah, it kind of started off as, I guess, like an art type of, like it was more of like an art, almost the art type of vibe I was going for. But then when I started getting into music, I kind of just combined the two, and I really thought that they fit well together. And then with social media, by adding my passion for electronic music, specifically like the early, like old school, like 90s rave, and then pulling it together with this aesthetic that you know, is fun and pop art inspired.
Now talk a little bit about that as far as style. Now the other DJ producer that's on the segment with us is Creation. You know, he's a lot more into hip-hop breaks style of production, and the music, his set was a lot more native producers and some other just producers that he's really inspired by or that works with. What kind of music are you inspired by, and what are you playing these days in your sets, and what can we expect from your set?
So these days I'm playing a lot of deep house, and I'm really in love with tech house and kind of bringing this techno vibe as well, and bringing it back with some throwbacks to some classic 90s dance hits as well. I'm really into Ath House lately. I'm not playing a lot of Acid House tracks in this particular set, but in this set I was really inspired with a lot of the DJs that I've played with, and I mean you've played with, as well as Creation in the Virtual Powwow Fest. I've been so inspired by everyone, really. Everyone just brings in such an amazing, like this inspiring energy, and I think we really build each other up. So it's so awesome to get to work with each other.
Now, where can people check you out? How can they hear more of your sets, see more of what we're talking about visually on social media and on the internet in general?
So I am DJ Pop Tart with no A across everything. That's Instagram, SoundCloud, MixCloud, YouTube, and Facebook.
All right. Well, thanks for taking some time out, and I'm sure everyone's going to love the set.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Hey, this is DJ Pop Tart, and you're about to listen to my mix featuring some of my favorite Indigenous artists. Be sure to check me out on all my social media accounts. I'm DJ Pop Tart with no A across everything. I'm going to start off by playing Anachnid's Wendigo, the Pop Tart rework.
It's DJ Pop Tart.
shout out to A Tribe Called Red with Come On Over featuring the Northern Cree Singers.
I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. Because I play the fool for you. 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 Because I
thank you.
was All I Dream with vocals from my girl, Minxy. We'll be right back. Shout out to D-Lab and Kinda Cult for their track The Bee. Really awesome collab, and go check it out on SoundCloud.
time for hesitation. I'm ordering a proclamation right here, right now. Get on the floor, everybody. It's a celebration. No time for hesitation. Ordering a proclamation right here, right now. No time for hesitation. I'm ordering a proclamation right here, right now. Get on the floor, everybody. It's a celebration. No time for hesitation. Ordering a proclamation right here, right now.
To DJ Shub for this awesome track and to Boogie the Beat for this awesome remix.
DJ Pop-Tart.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask, and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Switching it up here, let's get into our second DJ of the takeover. A very good friend of mine, I've shared the road with this guy, my share of hotel rooms around the world, as well as turntables and dance floors. I'm talking about the great, the one, the only, Creation on the line. Now, Creation, tell us a little bit about yourself. For people who may not know, of course, you're a multifaceted artist. You're known as a dancer. You're known as a stand-up comedian. joking. But also a producer as well. Talk a little bit about just your past, you know, where you're from, where you started, and how you got into production and dancing, and sort of how that fits into, you know, some of the organizations that you've started out there in your area, and where that is and what that's about.
Well, originally I'm from Goodfish Lake, Cree First Nations. It's a reserve 3 hours from Edmonton, but mainly grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, Miskatchewaskaigan, Treaty 6. And yeah, I started off dancing as a break dancer, and then later got reconnected with my powwow dance as well, grass dancer. Been DJing for, you know, almost 20 years now. Got into it because I just want to DJ for dope jams. I always went to, you know, dance competitions, break competitions, and always enjoyed hearing like the DJ, you know, bring dope music. So something I really wanted to be a part of. Beat making came later on because, you know, collecting records and just, you know, the lifestyle of the more you dig deeper of the hip hop culture, you realize there's a lot, you know, elements and other things that you enjoy though too. The whole thing of the elements in hip hop culture just really drew me in, and just been a practitioner over the past 20 years and been able to host things like Cypher Wild. It's a block party community event the past 10 years, where it's just like about the cypher, live DJs, dancers, graffiti, MCs, everything. Just the whole hip-hop culture embodies. That's really tried to bring that for Edmonton, and being that Edmonton is, you know, sometimes mostly a city that gets flown over. People go to Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal. Edmonton's not all like that known spot to be like, yeah, you need to go there for this. So definitely wanted to put something together where people would want to come to Edmonton. And over the 10 years, we've been able to bring through, you know, pioneers of the dance, of hip hop dance. We've had, you know, photographers, from DJs, from dancers, and just really put a light on Edmonton, and that we've been involved in the culture as well. And also things like Sampler Cafe, which is music education. Teaching, you know, sharing with everybody as a collective of how to make beats, what you need to do to get into it, what kind of gear or what kind of programming for your computer, and more so just like an open jam session for beat nerds like myself and a lot of people in the community, and just share, you know, our process, a place to showcase and work on your performance. And yeah, just been able to basically open this portal where we could build with other beat makers, producers, that also, you know, looking to not just work in their bedrooms and their home studios, but also get out there and build with each other in an open setting. Of course, now with the whole situation, it's kind of slowed things down with restrictions, but we've been learning more and more with the online thing as well too. But yeah, it's been dope journey. I've been able to really, you know, follow my passion for music, dance, art, and that's, you know, just surrounding myself with artists and creative minds is what's gotten me where I'm at today. And it's been really cool, man.
So if you could give a piece of advice to any young Native artists coming up in, you know, those multiple disciplines that you're involved with, what would be some advice to them for the new year, if they wanted to be getting into something like that?
There's a lot of things now too, especially with online. But if you could find someone within your community though too, and you know, closer to home, that's always works though too. But with, you know, with the internet, there's a lot of cool programming to be involved in. Loop Sessions is like a worldwide beat maker collective. The each city has like their own online Zoom events where they do beat challenges. And these definitely somewhere you can surround yourself and learn information and learn about gear or free programming, free software to learn how to make beats. Or there's also, you know, from dance, there's a lot of workshops being hosted because of the restrictions. There's a lot of online things now too. And kind of just like, for me, my best advice is just, you know, do your research, get out there, ask questions online now, and there's a lot more accessibility, I find. But I find though too, it's really important to get the hands on and try to find someone within your community. But you know, with internet, it's, you know, you could have the accessibility just like it's in your community. But yeah, man, I feel like if you're really passionate about music, dance, any kind of art, any kind of practice, and things like, you know, hip hop culture, it's just like doing your research and learning about like history and learning about, you know, what drives you, why do you like, you know elements, like whether it be dance, music, art, what drives you to like to be creative, and what inspires you, or like what artists inspire you. So kind of just like, yeah, finding what makes you tick, and just constantly researching. I find, you know, I'm still always myself, even to this day, is, you know, trying to learn more and more of the arts, whether it be something I you know, practice on the regular or something I'm getting into, you know, like, it's just, yeah, always trying to level up and learn something new of the arts that you practice. You know, it'll give you those skill sets the more that you know, you do your research. And have fun with it, man. I think it's really important to, you know, if it's something that you enjoy, you know, the success of being a successful artist, it's really important to enjoy what you do and not to get burnt out. So yeah, man, I think it's good to get out to learn as much information as you can and really embody yourself into your passion, into your drive of your own work.
Now, for people who may not be following you already, or you know, you want to showcase other places where they can check out your music, whether that be, you know, Twitch, SoundCloud, etc., let people know how they can find you online.
Yeah, I got my, you know, Instagram, Another Bad Creation, just how it's spelled, CREEASIAN, this creation. Mixcloud is just creation. Most social media for like music, like Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Twitch. Just follow creation, CREEASIAN. And more projects coming out, because it's been getting a lot more opportunities for live streaming and DJing. So definitely been keeping busy with the mixes and then beats as well. I've been putting some stuff out on SoundCloud and then working on my Bandcamp. But yeah, just been, you know, staying as busy as I can during these times. But yeah, check it out. Mixcloud, SoundCloud. And I post stuff, you know, on my Instagram. And then what else is there?
Yeah, Twitch?
Mixcloud, Twitch, yeah, Twitch as well. But I think it's been more Mixcloud with the restrictions of what Twitch has been doing with copyright music. A lot more DJs have been going towards Mixcloud, so might transition to do that, but still keeping Twitch, you know, Twitch, all those open as well.
So is that to say you can't do live sets, or you just can't save them afterwards?
You could save them, but they've been a lot more diligent about muting your stuff.
So it's more become a live in the moment kind of a thing.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
So, Creation, tell us a little bit about the set that you performed for us tonight.
Hey, yeah, man. Just been able to find some dope producers along my travels, building with the beat community. And kind of just been collecting a lot of different productions, mainly the driving force of it is just like producers, beat makers, and yeah, just grabbed a couple people that I've been able to build with over the years, indigenous producers, beat makers, and then just other homies though too that been able to link with during the travels, like when we're on tour and stuff. And so yeah, just been just a bunch of beat nerds, you know, myself. I've been getting into the whole journey of making beats over the past couple of years, and just really enjoy like being able to give the producer, beat maker, the driving seat, and showcase, yeah, dope music, man.
All right, thanks a lot for giving us your time, and thanks for the mix.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me, man.
Looking extra fly. Looking extra fly. Looking extra fly. Looking extra fly. I'm up in the spot, looking extra fly. Looking extra fly. I'm up in the spin, I'm up in the spot, looking extra fly. Looking extra fly. I'm up in the spot, looking. Looking extra fly. I'm up in the spot, looking extra fly. Gotta testify. I'm up in the spot, looking extra fly. Looking extra fly. I'm up in the spot, looking extra fly. Yeah,
Boogie the beat.
Together forever.